And that's something that God can reward you for. You work with your own hands, so you'll have to give. That goes right back to the first five commandments. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion on it. David said, I won't give God anything that costs me nothing. So people trying to get out of work and then get rich, and then they'll give when people give to them. That's not, you're not putting in. We all need to put in. Working is good. It keeps you young, keeps your back strong, keeps your muscles strong. It keeps you from aging poorly. Nevertheless, the concepts I learned gave me peace and rest. It helped me see what not to do, and also to do the things that's rewardable. Now, what I mean by, I'm not just doing this so God will reward me, but when I can take care of my children and take them places, take them on vacation, I can do things because I've worked. I can give them better memories. That's the reward. And then God will bless me for doing that. The word is sown in peace. You do things that create peace, and then you teach. All of it is. Now, if I used my faith to get out of work, and then we didn't have much, I couldn't take them on vacation. Other people are doing things. They can't do it. They're gonna be miserable. Then when I tell them about God, and you know, well, God don't want to do nothing. He don't want to. In their mind, because parents shape the way we see God. He's not active. He's not interactive with us. Because the parents can't be interactive because they don't do what they're supposed to. But if I'm doing the things that God is doing towards me, towards my children, they're going to see a greater picture of who God is. Because parents are the first, are usually they represent God the most. And they shape the way that people see God. And if you don't get it from your parents, you can get it from the Word. So receiving the Word was a strong point in me living in the God kind of peace. But that wasn't enough. He taught me about authority and how to operate on authority as a way of life. And that's another thing that gave me greater peace and rest. See, if in his presence, I had all that right now, but it wasn't in me. I had to get what's in God in me. That's the short version of how we did this. Then I overcame temptation. He taught me how to love. Then he taught me that if you love a person, you can't lust after them. I never heard that over nobody's pulpit, even the greatest men of God. I got that from the Holy Spirit. Then he said, don't fear it. Choose not to fear it. All this was just, it worked perfect. It worked perfect. Now, I talk about these things on the broadcast, and I'm walking around, no matter what women wear or don't wear, it's irrelevant. I can stand flat-footed and say I ain't tempted by them because I love their soul. And I'm not afraid of temptation. I'm not afraid of falling anymore. See, fear attaches you back to the world. That kind of fear of falling, it makes you subject to the spirit of lust, basically. If you don't fear lust and you have the love of God in you, you can't be tempted with it. I know that may sound that some people say, I never heard that before. They it's baffling their mind right now. But if you when you receive a revelation, you also receive a somewhat of a skill. All you have to do is receive it. It works. Then this is what the Holy Spirit taught me, and it worked. I found out that it worked. I just found out it works. When he pointed me in the right direction, I went with it. And that's what we have to do. There's always a simple way to do it, whatever you're trying to do. I'm sorry nobody told you, but what you can't get from the pulpit, get from the Holy Spirit. Or just ask the Holy Spirit to share it with you, and he'll raise up people to do it. But guess what? The Lord is not wasteful. If you seek after him and involve him, whoever he raised up with the information you need He'll cause you to hear from them, whether you see them on TV, radio, get their tape, or meet them personally. Some things I learned from the Holy Spirit, it came through people. I was seeking the Lord, and the Lord called somebody to say what I needed at the right time, and I saw the vision. I saw what God was saying. What I mean by vision, I saw the point that God was trying to relay to me. Now, say all that to say this. There's so much revelation that's lost because it don't fit the narratives that people are used to. And the Lord wants to introduce great things in this realm, just like he did with faith, just like he did with revival knowledge, just like he did with speaking the word. Charles Capps taught us how to speak. He was our English teacher or language teacher. He taught us how to speak faith. Whatever language you have, he taught you how to speak faith. A lot of people had faith because they studied it, but then he taught you you had to speak it, and you couldn't speak doubt. And people had to learn these concepts. Now, if you go to the average Methodist church or Baptist church, they sometimes they're speaking these things because people get on board with what works. But most of the revelation that God has given, people know nothing about it because they stick to old narrative. Now, this is why it happens that way. I don't want it to happen that way. I despise the fact that it does. But this is why. If God give you a revelation and you're unfaithful with it, you can't finish learning about it. Sometimes the Lord will introduce me to something that's true, and I shake my head. I didn't know. I said, wait a minute. Stop it. Just because you hadn't heard it and the Lord just gave you something, you can tell that it's true, because if you have a word base in the first place, you're not so fast to throw it away. So I don't know another substitute from receiving the word. If you keep receiving the word, chapters, you know, I listen to the word all day. Now, when I'm studying, the Lord prescribed to me what he want me to read. So that way he can help me. It helps me to be on board with whatever he's doing. Whatever direction he want me to minister in or learn about, he had me listening to mostly Isaiah and Jeremiah. There are so many New Testament scriptures in those two books, concepts, and it fits the day and the time that we're entering. There's revelation about the last days in both books, how things form. Now, when he prescribed a book, I receive it. Then the Holy Spirit will teach me something, and it can be new to me, but I know it came from him, so. What I do, I practice it. Now, as I practice it, my life gets better. I see why he said it. I see why he gave it that way, why he worded it the way he did. And then from there, I become skilled in life by the revelation. And then it works to the point that I've noticed people were getting Cain jealousy because of it. You have abilities, you have understanding, and they don't have it. But we don't have to get in competition with each other. We just have to receive. Anybody that would ask me, I'd tell them, I'll share everything that God gave me if they're receptive. And then it's up to them to go and learn about it and do what I did. Get in the Word. There's no substitute for that. I don't know another way to do it. That, you know, there's just not another way to do that. You're going to have to go in the Word and learn. And you're going to have to be a student. But if you do, and the Lord shall show you things, and a better way of doing things, from there all you have to do is practice it. But this is the thing. In the practice, when you practice God's Word as a way of life, now you're going to learn. But on the surface, if you mention these things, It don't fit my narrative, and I'm not receiving that. That's not God, because Kenneth Hagin didn't say it, or Smith Wigglesworth never said it, or Lester Summerall never said it. But look, listen to what happened. If you study their books, all of them, they were always introduced to things that pertain to life and godliness that nobody else was learning. God told Lester Summerall, he said, change is not, it's usually not introduced through an organization. It's always introduced through one person. And now that's something to chew on right there. That's what really got me going years ago when I read Pioneers of Faith. At the end of the book, he mentioned that change is not given through organizations as much as it is through one person. Organizations, once they get on the bandwagon, they're on the bandwagon and they'll preach that revelation till Jesus come. But he said, I want to be around to the next glory. He said glory to proper way I got it. He said God's going to always give new glories. People operate in the light that they're used to. He said it before me. I'm preaching the message he gave. He said that, you know, the denominational churches, I just remembered it. He said they operated in the light that they had. But then when greater light come, you have to transfer. He said, I want to transfer until Jesus come. I don't want to be the one that bucks against the new glory that God sends. I just remember he's saying the same thing I'm saying. But what I never gave up on living in God's presence. While I'm in God's presence, I ask questions. When I ask questions, he answers me. Sometimes immediately, sometimes slow. Sometimes he'll let things happen and then show me what I was asking for. And I know it. Then I want to share it with people. But the response I get is the reason people throw it away. Then there are those who receive it and say that's good. Then there are those that receive it and go out and do things. You know, some people take the word and they use it. My friend Odie, the Lord had put in his heart to minister to the homeless. So he rented a building, had it catered, and he had a minister there preaching while he went out and got people to come and listen. And people got saved. But before he did it, he almost gave up on it, because he tried to get people to help him, and people relaxed. They were too relaxed to help him, you know. And it was frustrating. I said, Odie, this is something you got to do alone. You can't trust anybody to help you. If you're going to do this, you got to do it because God said do it. You can't trust anybody to help you. That's when he did it. And then people helped him. This is why. They don't have the revelation. They don't have that burning fire in their heart. You have to do it yourself, by yourself. And then people, that's how it always works. Otherwise, you know, a lot of times people have burning desires to do things and they let it get away from them because they try to depend on others. If you're going to do something for God, anything for God, don't trust nobody to help you. Now, if they help you, fine. If they don't, fine. Do it anyway. There's a way to do it anyway. Make it happen. And that's when he did it. And it worked. People got saved. You know, people went back to their families. A man was on the bridge. He got a job and went back to his wife. Or they got him from under a bridge. And then, you know, it's important to do what God is telling you to do. When God tells you to do something, you have his ability, because the anointing is a sanction that gives a man or a woman God's ability to perform and finish a specific task. Now, I'm saying all of this to get to this point. Whatever God give you or anybody else, don't let it get away from you. Be like Odie. And make it happen. Sever the revelation. Protect it from anybody that would put it out. Don't let it go undone. keep it alive. Because the very revelation that God has given you, whatever it is, it's going to assist in other people living. Some people are very unfaithful with holy things. Some people are only faithful with what they approve, the narratives that they're used to. But guess what? Everything, whatever we learn, God has graduations from that. It's not going to do away with it. The law was not done away with. Jesus fulfilled it. Faith is not going to ever be done away with. We live by it. But because we live by it, if the church ever learned to trust God more than they trust themselves, if the church ever learned to trust God exponentially more than they trust themselves and the narratives that they're used to, people are going to start graduating. They're going to see the things that's been holding them back for what it is. And they're going to stop. They're going to get out of Cain jealousy and pride. You can't serve. You can't win against Satan if you're using his tactics. It's not going to happen. He laughing at church people because they don't. He accused them. Look, Lord, they doing what I'm doing. He shutting down the revelation you just gave. He don't see it. And then he's not trying to see it. The pitiful thing is, I hate it when it's true. Then the devil laughs. He go back to hell laughing. Or he go to the sea laughing. He go to his resort laughing about what we've done. How we messed up. Shut him down. Live the revelation. Let the fire of God burn in you. And then show it to people that can receive it first. It's all right if they don't receive it. That don't change nothing. If people don't see what you see, it means nothing. It means they can't. It's a shame that they can't participate in it right now. But that's all right. They'll see it when it grows. But you make sure it grows. Following God works. Following God is smart. Not following God is dumb. Now, the Lord gave me, he versed me in following God, the principles. It sounds simple. It sounds like something everybody should receive. But what in my experience, what happens is when you say follow God, then they get busy doing the narratives they know. They don't go in prayer and yield to the Lord and let God teach them. He said to me, he said, when a man leans to his own ways, he can't learn my ways. And they're not learning. They learn what they understand already. They learn a few things, but if you have a concept, a problem, a situation, and now you're going to ask God how to solve it. Now you're involving God. Now you're going to learn what he knows. But if you say, well, I know how to do this, I'll just do it my way. You're not going to learn what he knows. Now, he's trying to introduce greater knowledge and revelation in this realm. And he'll do it through people that love him and hate the world. See, we have two responsibilities. We'll stop getting in so much trouble if we'll do these two things. Receive everything that God said. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That includes all the revelation that's coming. Whoever it comes through, receive it. You'll know it's him because you know his voice. Some people are so afraid of being deceived and getting off track or going off on a tangent. Stop fearing that junk. If you love God, the love of God, if you follow the peace, you can't go wrong. If you fill your heart with the word of God is the knowledge of love. If you fill your heart with the word of God, you're protecting the love you already have. And you're going to walk in greater measures of love. And the more you love, the more you live. If you follow the peace, you won't be found doing stupid stuff. And then you have to reject the world for what it is. All of it. Don't give Satan an inch. Don't give him a nothing. Don't give him a microbe. All of his stuff got to go. I say it with my mouth by faith so that I can hate the things of Satan. I don't want to just reject it. I want to hate it like God does. I want to hate it like God does. And I don't want to do anything to remind God of Satan. If Satan doing that, I don't want to do it. I turn my back to that junk. When I came out of the world, I didn't want no more. I was done. I wanted to be done with the world. I had to learn some things. I had to learn revelation to be what I wanted to be. Now, I learned these things because I mean it. I want to do this. Every time I said I was going to learn something, I said, I'm going to learn this. Nothing. That meant nothing's going to stop me. I'm going to learn this. And people don't know that about me. I get stern that way. I said, I'm going to learn this. I don't know how I'm going to learn it either. But I always learn. That whenever I did that, I said, Lord, I don't know how to do this, but I want to live wherever I'm at as if I'm in this prayer room, in your presence, in your revealed presence. Now, people say, well, you're always in God's presence. Yeah, but it's not always revealed. God can reveal and conceal his presence. But when he revealed it, I feel strong. And that's how, and he helped me get to that point. And whatever he learned to help me do it better, I'll receive that too. But to this day, no matter what happens, I'm in the presence of God. And I know it. And when I don't know what to do, I just ask. He's right beside me. He's not far away. He's not on the moon. One time the Lord said, my people act like I'm on the moon. Out there somewhere, but not too far away, but far from them. No, he's right here with me. And he said, if when a man leans to his own ways, he can't learn my ways. When he taught me that concept, I said, what else am I missing out on? I said, I don't want to miss out on something else. That's stupid. I want to get it all. And I still do. Now, the things of God, they're too important to leave to happenstance. And false narratives, they only get you where they got you already. But when you're progressive, when God do something new, you want more. And whenever God is giving people revelation, all you have, if you're receptive in your heart, God knows it. And if you really want to know, talk to him about it. That will encourage them to go forward. Don't try to let them, at that point, in a healthy relationship, sometimes a pastor is usually the teacher, and the congregation is usually the student. But when it comes to a revelation, if somebody's got a good revelation, every healthy relationship, when you have the love of God, it can be reversed. Whoever got the revelation, let them be the teacher, and you be the student. And that's how, I don't care who it is. If God gave them a revelation, I talked to them and to get to see what they see. Because if I want that revelation, I got to see them. God have, there are times that I asked him questions, and then he will cause me to run into somebody with the answer. And when they have my answer, I don't try to teach them. I listen to what they have to say. Because guess what? I don't have the revelation. I'm trying to get it. Henry Groover, prayer walking. And when I listen to his testimonies about prayer walking, I didn't know the things that, I'm going to buy his book on it. But everything I learned, I listened to him for hours so I can learn about what he learned about prayer walking. Every now and then he talk about how he learned some things. And principle, I go back, I play that segment over and over again. He's the teacher, I'm the student. If I want to know what's to come, God showed it to Steve Quayle. I respect I believe the revelation that he gave him and Tom Horn. So I listen because I want to learn what they learn. So because I minister to people. And I want to share, I want people to be informed. When the Giants come back, I don't want people to be surprised and taken off guard. All these things are coming. Jesus said things are going to come on the earth and men's hearts are going to fail. People's hearts don't fail. If the soldiers came in the United States, that wouldn't make people have heart attacks. It's going to be something worse. So whatever Jesus was talking about is worse. But Steve Quayle's talking about the return of giants. And then they killed one in Afghanistan. They killed another one somewhere else. The U.S. Army. Then they hide it from people. But when this stuff starts coming out the ground, what are people going to do? When they see whatever's going, you know, Jesus said stars will fall from the earth, from the heavens. When they see flying saucers and stuff, the enemy is going to make himself look big and terrible. And then here comes the Antichrist to solve all the problems. You see the narrative? Now, most people, they believe the narratives that they do, but the things that come, when it happens, they're not going to know. And the Lord keep telling me, the people, my people that don't have the word in their heart, they're not going to make it. And the reason they don't have the word in their heart, they took it too lightly. And a lot of revelation was lost. A lot of people were hurt because people did, pastors didn't receive what they were saying. People made light of what God was putting in their heart. And they felt like they didn't have anywhere else to go. They gave up. Now all this needs to stop. Go back to the prayer room. Now, Steve Quinton, he know the things that he say sound weird to people. But he said, don't just take my word for it. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Why won't people go to and ask, knock, seek, and ask till they learn something? That's what's got to happen. Just everything is not like it seems. You understand Satan is an illusionist. And when he's not doing nothing, when it seems like he's doing nothing, he's doing something. He's not just sitting down there waiting on Jesus to come. Revelation said he's building an army to fight him when he come. Now, I'll end with that. But as we go forward, the focus is not on Satan and his crazy self and what he's doing and the crazy people that follow him. The focus is on Jesus. It's on the word of God. What's the next step? What is God saying? That's what we need to be dealing with. What's the revelation that God is trying to transfer us into? And the revelation is not just something you teach. That's what you live by. And then you'll be able to teach it. When people see you living it, it proves itself. Revelation is not dead. I'm not talking about the book of Revelation, but the things that God give you, they're not dead. The other things are dead. But revelation is not. Now, I'm out of time and the Lord is not. And he will teach you as much as you'll receive. And pray to receive from him and reject the world system. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Stay in victory and receive the revelation of the Lord until Jesus comes. Be that last hour reaper. Because God is doing a mighty work through those who love him. Till next time, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.